Blog Talk
Hi, everybody.
Radio.
Hi, everyone. Today is Tuesday, June 9th, and this is Mitzi, and you are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Healing Hearts His Way. Usually, I air the show live at 6 p.m., and today I have so many things going on, there's just no way I can adhere to that schedule. And so I wanted to present something that everyone could listen to. And the Lord placed it on my heart to do some interviews with our brothers and sisters in Christ so we could get to know each other better. And we could discuss what people are going through in their own lives and how their hearts need healing or, you know, how God's worked with them. So I'm just going to open up this show with prayer. And Father, I just thank you that you have blessed me to have this ability today to honor you, Lord, with coming before your throne and discussing things that are near and dear to your own heart. And that is healing our hearts. Jesus, you said you came for the brokenhearted. And we just pray and ask that you would download your wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and understanding into our hearts, each of us, so that we can help one another with what we are all going through. And so I just thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity. And I just ask that you be with us today on the show. And today, I just thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' holy name. I pray and turn this over into your hands. And today, a good friend has offered to call in and discuss his own life situation. And so his name is Kevin Robinson. And we're just going to have a little conversation here and talk with each other. So, hi, Kevin.
How you doing?
Hi.
This is
Mitzi.
Can you hear me?
And so just to let everybody know, Kevin and I have never spoken in person. Just like most of us in Facebook land, we're Facebook friends. But what I have found out is God is so faithful and so kind to put people together, even on Facebook, and he's using this tool to bless us with one another's friendships. And so Kevin had just shared something with me about his own life, and this show is called Healing Hearts His Way. He didn't even know I did this show, so this is just going to be a fun moment for both of us. Kevin, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. So we're just going to relax and talk just like friends can do, and you've been so kind to, I remember a few weeks ago I said, how do we know each other, and neither one of us knew. But you had been sending me little encouraging notes just to encourage me each day on Facebook. So I appreciate that, and I'm sure you do that for lots of people. So I just wanted to tell you that that has not gone unnoticed. And so today, hopefully, I can be of encouragement to you. And you said you're going through a tough time in your own life. So if you want to share about that, then we can pray together, whatever the Holy Spirit leads us to do, or you can just share with me, you know, your God story, how you met God, and how all that came into your life, if you were a child or recently. So I'm just going to give you the floor.
Well, thank you for that. I do send the encouragements out to a lot of people on my Facebook page because I've been in a situation where I know that day-to-day circumstances can cause you to lose faith. So I try to restore that by sending out positive messages in the morning. Well, my story pretty much is it really truly began about in 2007. I was worked at Fortune 500 company, and I did well. I moved up to middle management. I had got married, got three kids from that marriage. And in 2007, I found out I was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. And it took a serious toll on me because I could no longer do the work that I was doing. So I kind of had to reinvent myself. But during that time, a lot of tragic events happened. It always seems that the enemy comes against you when you're at your weakest. And during that year, my stepfather passed away, and my wife at that time committed adultery. So during that time, I fell into a kind of a depression because I was no longer able to work. I had three little ones that I had to take care of, and all this tragedy was going around. And I found myself with no friends. Because the moment that people found out that I had muscular dystrophy, they kind of scattered and that left me all alone. But I had two kids from a prior marriage that lived here in Florida. So I made a decision to pack up and put all five of the kids together. And so I moved here. By that time, me and my wife kind of reconciled, and I brought her back into the fold, and we tried to piece our life back together. But due to she was still longing for this person, it kind of went to pieces again, and we were here 3 years, and she did it again with someone else. And so I fell into a massive depression, and my condition got worse because with the form of muscular dystrophy I have, which is limb girdle, stress in your life causes it to get worse. You lose muscle function. And so I began to go from walking to where now I'm full-time in a wheelchair. Then my wife decided to leave. So she left me with three little ones. Now they're 13, 12, and 11. And I'm trying to balance everything out and still be a dad, be a mom, and, you know, provide for them. Now, luckily, as I said before, I worked at a Fortune 500 company, and I made a lot of money. So I'm on disability, which takes care of our day-to-day needs. But there are other things that come up that are unexpected, that we run into stress, and there are sacrifices that we have to make. So
you are... hi. Yeah, sometimes there's a little echo with this. Are you hearing me okay?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you experienced a major life change. Here you are working for a Fortune 500 company and probably just feeling on top of everything, and then you come down with this illness that you can't see coming and you had no idea was going to occur in your life. And then on top of that, you're telling me that your wife had an affair, she committed adultery and has left you, and you have your three children that you're raising?
Correct.
Wow. Kevin, that is, that's huge. That's really huge. And you're in a wheelchair now.
Correct. That is correct.
Now, does she have...
Go ahead.
Oh, does she... is she involved with helping raise the children, or has she gone out to do her own thing and the duty's yours?
She's gone out to do her own thing right now, and I've been trying to reach out to her because the kids have been wanting her, and we kind of established some kind of conversation now to where she can, you know, talk to them and spend time with them now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to tell you, your voice sounds so strong, and I feel like I feel the strength coming from you that I know has to be coming from God. So do you feel that?
There are days that I do, and there are days like today that I have to be strong, because other than sending out the positive messages I do in the morning, I also try to encourage people on Facebook, you know, where I ask them to reach out to me and we talk about situations, and I try to give them a positive spin on it and try to give them a direction and a godly wisdom on how to handle their situations or to turn a situation around. And today I had a friend who is losing her place, and that was kind of hard for her, and it was kind of hard for me because I've been where she is right now, and I have to be strong for them, just like I have to be strong for my children. So, you know, sometimes I have to put on my game face and do what I have to do because I'm the only person that they have right now, and that's what I have to do because I feel that God has called me to reach out to others and provide godly wisdom, some scripture, because I'm still learning how to memorize the scripture, but I do understand the biblical stories, how they relate to common everyday life and how you need to apply that. So, you know, I have to stay strong a lot. But as you said, didn't mean to go into a long conversation about it. Yes, today is one of those days where I kind of feel it, but not really. But I know that God does strengthen me. So.
Oh, no, I'm loving your conversation. And you were just so nice to impromptu do this with me. And God knows I was praying for someone to interview. And I had been asked some people, and nobody's schedule fit in with mine today. And it just turned out awesome. So you're an answer to prayer for me today. So I just praise God for that. And, yeah, I think your voice sounds really strong. And I've been through a lot of hardship in life. I've been in the same position you're talking about, you know, with a husband and children. And that was a long time ago. I'm just happily married now and things are fine. But I remember going through that. But in fact, I had a husband he sent me, he made some extra money that week, and he said, do you want to go visit your family in Kentucky? And we lived in Tennessee at the time. He said, you know, we can get a Greyhound bus ticket for you, and you can take the baby and show him the baby and everything. So I did. And while I was visiting and came back home, I found out he moved and he took everything we owned, and I just came home to an empty place. And that was really hard. And what was harder was he didn't leave me a note or anything.
Wow.
And he was gone for almost a year to the day. He was just disappeared. And I had, you know, I couldn't have seen that coming at all. I was young. I had a two-year-old, and that was really tough. So I understand sort of the feeling of, you know, these kind of things. I didn't have the illness on top of it. I think that would be really tough. But what I found out, and I know what you are teaching people, is that God never leaves us, and these things aren't surprises to him, and he's so on top
Correct.
Of it for us.
Correct. I mean, there are things in life that happen, and I am a firm believer that there are no random events, that God has everything ordered, and that during the course of our life, because of choices that we make, there are different paths that we wind up on, but he's always there. And, you know, all this came as a surprise to me when it happened. I mean, as I stated before, I've been married twice, and both wives did the same thing. Now, I've begun to see patterns and stuff, and the first thing that I realized that I needed to do was look inside of me to find out what were the issues that was causing me to be placed in these situations. And it took a lot of soul searching, and I mean, even to this day, I've still been soul searching. I mean, I've come out of my depression because I've been helping others, and seeing that my life is still a lot better than other people's. But there are moments that I still struggle with it, but I also know that God has me in this because he trusts me, that there is a purpose and that there is a reason behind this, and that in time, those things will be revealed to me. I just have to have the patience and the fortitude to go through it. And that's generally what I when I talk to other people, that's what I encourage them, to let them know that you're not alone in this, that life can be cruel because we live in a fallen world, but there is a God that knows this, and he has a plan, And whether you strayed off that plan or not, he's still there. And that he's waiting for you to call out to him. He's waiting for you to lean on him. And that whatever trial you're going through, that he will grace you with the fortitude, the perseverance, the strength to endure it. So
that's absolutely true, even though it feels like, especially when you're a younger Christian, or like I was with little endurance, you feel like you're not going to make it through it. And then God, he's just helped you develop that patience and that endurance and that self-control. I remember there's a scripture in 1 Peter, I believe, that talks about, you know, how all those things work together to produce righteousness, the godly righteousness
Correct.
That he wants us to wear. And so when we're going through all these trials, and he tells us, don't be surprised by these fiery trials. They're going to come to Christians. And there's a lot out there today, I think, where people are saying we're not supposed to have difficulties or trials as Christians. You know, maybe you're doing something wrong if that's happening, but we both absolutely know that's not the case. God
Correct.
Totally has our lives set in motion to be in alignment with his will. And I like how you said it. Even if we step off that course, and we are going to because we're humans and he gave us free will, he knows how to just get us right back on that track so gently and so mercifully. And anything that the enemy was going to try to do is going to be turned around and just create something better inside of us for our character.
Correct.
And that's amazing. That's just amazing. So now, so let's talk about forgiveness in your situation. You seem so, full of wisdom and very level-headed and very patient. So has forgiveness been a struggle for you in this situation?
Mitzi, I would tell you that it has been my greatest struggle. Because, like I said before, this has happened before, and now it has happened again, and forgiveness is one of those things that does not come easy for me. I used to believe in that whole adage, or an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I've come to realize that that's not necessarily the case. That by me holding on to this unforgiveness, that I'm in bondage, that I'm still a slave to that moment, that situation, that experience. And it doesn't help. It as I said before, because of this situation and my illness, it only makes it worse. And I've come to realize that while I'm struggling with muscular dystrophy, I have to forgive, because it is true that it is healing for you to let go. And for me, it's more apparent because of my illness that I have to learn to forgive. But it is a constant struggle. It is.
I know. I'll just use that one situation that I was talking about when my husband showed back up after a year. I was attending a church. He and I had both been, and I was listening to the counseling of the pastors, and throughout that course of a year, I went through so many emotions and life changes. And when he came back, I felt very justified at finally I can get a divorce, because I couldn't get one with him absent. They said in that state it was 7 years of desertion before they would allow you to apply for one. And so when he came back, I just went to the church and I said, okay, he's here, so I'm justified to have a divorce. And they said, no, you're not. And I thought, well, why not? And they said, well, you haven't tried to work it out. And I'm like, oh, no, I literally have to go at this from a whole new angle and try to work it out. And forgiveness did come, but it was very, very difficult. And it doesn't come from just saying the words. It just doesn't come that way.
Right.
But we have to say the words. Do you think that's a way to start with forgiveness?
Yes, I believe that it begins with you speaking it out. And then once you begin to word it out, you have to constantly think it. That way it becomes, the word becomes active in your life, that as you begin to say it to yourself and you begin to display it, it begins to become a reality. And as, like in my situation, she decided to do her own thing and left me and the kids. And now it's that whole thing of, okay, I have to come to some kind of forgiveness with that. And every day I sit and I try to understand her situation and try to understand why. And from there, it's more of whatever it is, whatever I come up with, I have to forgive her, because we all of us are broken in some way or some form. And I have to forgive her for my own sake, but also for hers, because sometimes when you forgive, a lot of times it begins the healing process in them. It causes them to seek out what's causing the pain in them, causing them to do things. And I'm beginning to see that's what's occurring with her, that since I've taken, I guess in so many words, the high road and forgave her to an extent, that she's beginning to realize that there may be something broken in her that needs to be fixed. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, forgiveness, it does. It begins with you saying it, you speaking it out, and then you begin living it. And from there, it usually takes a life of its own.
And I think the words that you said are absolutely beautiful and very godly, because to be aware that it's nothing personal, especially when it's as deep as wounding in a marriage, and to realize that it's a weakness in the other person. It's like you said, all of us are broken in some form or the other. And I totally agree that by showing love, then the doors open for healing, rather than the enemy would have us just heap more and more things on top and bury one another. Yeah, so that's just, I applaud you. I mean, that's really, that's huge. That's huge. It's hard to do. Very hard to do.
Yes,
and you wake up every day and have your little children saying, "Where's mommy?" and "What's going to happen?" And yeah, that's really tough. But gosh, you're doing an awesome job, and God's just very evident in your life. And I'm just honored to get to speak to you today. That's awesome.
I mean, I thank you for that, but I see it as it's my responsibility. I was blessed with these children, and it's my responsibility to take care of them. I know that in nowadays and before, that there are so many deadbeat dads, and nowadays deadbeat moms, that I understand that when I had children, my life belonged to them until they turned 18 and moved out. And so my whole purpose of this is that I have to forgive because of them too. Because if they're never going to learn forgiveness from no one else except for at home. And this has been a trying situation. And they have seen me. They've seen me cry. They've seen me mad. They've seen me upset. But they also seen that I have to forgive, and that it's something that we all have to do, because no one's perfect. And I, by far, am the last person to say that I am, because I have my mistakes. I have my failings. But I am a dad, and I know that I have to do that. And I, in some levels, I believe that because I am a dad, I kind of get a kind of a glimpse of understanding what God is trying to do with us. That when I look at my children and they see me upset, and it begins to upset them, that I don't want to do that. I realize that I have to get control of myself in order to show them how to control themselves. And so I have to walk this path of forgiveness, because in this world now, my children are going to experience things that are far worse than I did as a child. And there are going to be people that hurt them, and they cannot carry that burden with them, because it will keep them from their destiny. And so they're going to have to learn from their dad that when someone does something to you, that you're going to have to understand that they're hurting, and that it came from a hurt place, and that you can't take it personal, and that you can't sit and hold a grudge against them, because they're hurt, because people get hurt, and that you're going to have to forgive and move on, and try to help them if you can. But if you can't, you still have to move forward, and you won't be able to do that without forgiveness. So,
I stand in complete agreement with you on that, and that's what Jesus taught us, and you know, that just, it tells me you are a disciple of Christ, and you're making disciples by teaching that, and that's what he asked us to do. He didn't say go out and build a church with four walls or many other things. He said go out and make disciples and heal the sick and preach the gospel, cool, the good news to the poor. So cool. That's just awesome. And what I'd like to do is, I don't know if this cuts off right at the time. I think it can extend a few minutes, but I'd like to end in a prayer for you. And so if it does cut off, we're going to continue on, because I'd like to interview you again. You know, maybe once a week we can do this or so, and just kind of connect up and have a relationship where people can learn from everything you're going through. And that'd be fun. So I'd like to say a prayer for you. Okay. Father in heaven, thank you so much for answering prayer today. I was looking for someone to interview, and you presented Kevin Robinson today, God, and your eyes were searching the earth all over, looking for someone's heart, someone that you could rest upon, and you saw this beautiful man who is allowing you to be the master potter, to mold his heart after yours, Father, and fashion him. And you know that the enemy has given him a difficult road to walk right now, but God, we know that you have already triumphed over the enemy and that you are the God of all. And I just ask, Father, that while your eyes rest here and while you look down upon us and you just give us so many good things, that you will release healing into Kevin, that you will heal his body, restore it, and allow him to be made whole. In Jesus' name, I ask for this, God, and thank you that you have given us all power and authority over our bodies and over all disease and sickness. And God, I ask that you be upon his heart, that you have already have him set on a beautiful course that you've asked us to walk, and that is one of forgiving one another. And I ask, God, that you would pour more of your love into his heart, because I can tell there's your love that is there. But I ask that you increase it and that you multiply it. And, Father, that you place the people in his life that he can help disciple and give direction to and encourage them with positive little daily quotes. And God, I just thank you and honor you, God, and honor this man in my life. And I just ask that you will just bless this relationship and help him to know in his heart that he is a blessing to so many of us. And, Father, that we could celebrate each of us as we walk through our life and we do the things that you've asked us to do and are good examples for others as we show Christ in us. And so I just thank you for Kevin and say all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And Kevin, yeah, I just want to thank you for just being so kind to just jump right in here with me in 5 minutes and say, I'll talk to this strange lady I don't even know if we'll do an interview. And you opened up your heart, and it's just beautiful. So I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Missy, for the opportunity to speak with you. It has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I will send you a message on how you can listen to this back, and I'm sure we'll keep in touch. And also, again, I would like to thank, there's a ministry website on Facebook called Broken Wing Ministries. And if you're not a member there, Kevin, I don't know if you are or not. I can't keep up with everybody and where we all are, but they're awesome ladies that began this, and there are men there also. And I'm sure they would love to have you as a member. And I post these on their wall, and people listen, and we just encourage each other through these. So I will send you the link and tell you how you can hear your interview.
All righty. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right, Kevin. Have a great day, and I'm going to keep you in my prayers and your children.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mrs. You will be in my prayers, too. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, so everybody, that was Healing Hearts His Way today on June 9th. And that was a wonderful interview with Kevin Robinson. I just am amazed at what people go through and how they fight through it with a positive attitude, and how they just allow Jesus just to live through them. And it's just beautiful. So I hope this message has blessed each of you. And I do want to do interviews with just anybody who's willing. I also want to do my Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. So anybody that wants to, just let me know, and we'll just move forward getting to know each other this way. So until next time, this is Healing Hearts His Way. And I ask that God will just be with each of you, and just you can experience His peace and love. Thank you.